Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Chris Seffo and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. LaPresti, you have an update here in about 27 minutes. A lot of conversation tonight in regards to our first huge question of the evening in regards to the Ole Miss basketball players, reportedly eight of them, who took a knee before the Georgia game during the national anthem. At first, Twitter went nuts. Oh, look at these players. What are they doing? Well, people didn't understand why they were doing it. It was in not protests, but just maybe a shot back across that campus to the pro-Confederate rallies or groups that were forming in Oxford, Mississippi, protesting the removal of Confederate statues, things that recognize the past, and also even a little bit about the former mascot, Colonel Reb. And they had a nice prayer, according to some reports, before the rally, a prayer for the plantation owners and what they did in terms of the history of the Great South. And the Confederate flags were flying. The Redneck Lives Matter hoodie was seen on some photos from the Clarion Ledger newspaper and their website down in Mississippi. And it made me sick to my stomach. And it also made me step back and think about Kaepernick and where I stand on that situation, where it kind of went sideways with me and his attack on law enforcement and the pig socks and modern day slave patrols and the flag stood for oppression. Maybe at some point in America it did. But in 2019, the flag doesn't stand for oppression, or 2016, whenever Kaepernick began his push. But these kids and what they did with the pure hatred. And I know some will say with Kaepernick, well, look at those rogue cops. Look at those videos. Look at what happened. Those police officers, some were held accountable and others should be. I'll never disagree with that. But the broad brush stroke on all law enforcement is where Kaepernick, with those pig socks, and pointing out the flag, instead of just protesting and then telling everybody afterwards, look, man, we need to change in some spots in America. And he could have done it in a much more effective way, and I get how, you know, we all started a conversation. But that was a political line before a presidential election, and that was to keep separation. What the kids did at Ole Miss before that Ole Miss-Georgia basketball game today, that Ole Miss won, it wasn't about separation. The separation was about the rally with the pro-Confederate 901 and highwaymen. And I get everybody has a right to assemble and the right to protest peacefully. But what those kids did wasn't about separating anybody. Wasn't singling out anybody except the hate. And that's why I can look at both situations connected to our world of sports, and I can deliver a huge opinion that I support what the Ole Miss players did. Now, some will say, well, they're kneeling for the flag that beat the Confederacy. Standing, kneeling, have you sat during a national anthem ever? I'm not changing my position on this, but I think sitting for the national anthem is disrespectful. Is kneeling? Is that totally disrespectful? So a lot to talk about. I want to welcome in everybody across North America. Graceffo and Moriello are ready to go. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. We'll get some comments Saturday night. Huge Show on Facebook. So join us. You tell me where you're at and everything. Scott out in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Scotty.
So my thought on that is I think the kids were just fine to kneel, and who knows exactly what each one of those kids had in their head about it. Maybe they're sad that the flag isn't what it's supposed to be, and it's not the flag's fault. And the other thing is that Kaepernick, he's just young. Like, a lot of young people, like, go kind of overboard on the, like, political stuff. Like, the Castro stuff, that was just stupid crap. But that's just him being the pig thing. That's just him being young. I think he'd probably look back at it himself in 10 years and just call himself an idiot.
Yeah, Scott, I've never looked back at anything I did when I was 18 to 30 that I did wrong, and I wish I wouldn't have done it. I am thankful that there wasn't Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or mobile phones.
Yeah.
I am thankful for that. Thanks for listening out in Santa Cruz, California. Truly, just pure America out there. Jim in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks a lot for taking my call, Huge.
Jimmy.
This is really a topic that I could rant for hours, but I'll try and condense it as much as I can before you cut me off. A few things. Comparing Kaepernick to what the Ole Miss players were doing is like comparing apples to oranges. Two completely different premises, and I am all for Ole Miss players doing what they did. Personally, though, I would feel after the game it'd be right if they all decided to drape American flags and go over to that rally to the pro-Confederacy and say, hey, we are one nation and one nation only. Get that treasonous flag out of here. But that's just me. Lastly, I was doing some research on U.S. News and World Reports, and they gave a state's ranking. I'd like to point these out for you. Just maybe the folks at Mississippi could focus on matters that actually matter compared to kneeling for a flag. Mississippi currently ranks 50th in healthcare, 46th in education, 48th in economic opportunity, and 49th in infrastructure.
Thank you, Jim, in Pennsylvania. And now, is that the fault of the people? Is that the fault of the government or that infrastructure that you talk about? I'm not going to pile on the people of Mississippi. I don't know everybody, and I'm just not in the stereotyping. Let's go to Bob in Florida. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello?
Hey, Bobby.
Yes. I am so proud of those kids from Ole Miss. We got to stand up for hate. Hate is a cancer in this country. It's really destroying our country. I remember when I was a little boy, I was 5 years old, I was watching Dr. Martin Luther King on TV. I asked my mom, why is black people considered second class people? She said, because people are ignorant. Listen to this man. He'll tell you what is really going on. People should be treated with respect. People should be treated for what's inside them. You know, you don't look at, we should all be colorblind. We should love people for who they are, for what's inside. I just lost my best friend in December. He's a black guy, but he wasn't a black guy to me. He was my brother in Christ. I miss him very, very much. Why can't we just love one another and say, hey, you know, just love one another. Stop this hate. Hate is garbage.
Amen,
hate
Bob.
Is country.
Right, Bob. Thank you so much. And sorry you lost your friend. And I appreciate you listening on this Saturday night down in Florida. And I agree with you. We just want peace, man. We want our streets safe for our kids, and we want peace. Caitlin in Michigan, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Huge. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Caitlin.
There used to be a song called Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. I think these students in Mississippi were courageous and intelligent and compassionate today. I don't have a problem with kneeling in front of the flag. Sitting or turning your back on our flag, that's offensive to me. Colin Kaepernick, on the other hand, what he did was offensive, divisive, and I think if he really believed in what he was talking about, he would take the money that he was awarded a couple weeks ago and do something with it today. Thanks for letting me express a huge opinion.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin. It is, and you know, we're a couple hours in on the Saturday night. It's amazing the temperature, because like I said, it's about 90-95%, you know, for what Twitter, Facebook, and the callers we've had tonight, 90-95% in support of the Ole Miss basketball players taking a knee. But it's how Colin delivered his message and how, and she used the word divisive, and I agree. You know, right before a presidential election, it didn't seem real. And then when he chose to do the Nike campaign, and he said our flag stands for oppression, and they're making gear with young kids in sweatshops in foreign countries, and he's wearing the Castro hat, it looked political. It still does. This wasn't political with the kids at Ole Miss. It was real and from the heart. Noah in Mississippi, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Bill? Love the show. Actually own your affiliate on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, so I couldn't help but call in.
Well, thank you for carrying the show and staying in local radio. I think it's wonderful. It's one of the things I want to do when I retire is buy a nice station on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and not be your competition, but maybe be just down the block.
I will happily sell you this one because I have one in Mobile, Alabama, and one on the Florida Gulf Coast too. So
you got your retirement all planned. What a vision!
You know, sports radio is not a license to print money like some people say it is. It is tough on the local level, but I was born in Ocean Springs. I've been in Mississippi all my life. Like you, I'm a white guy. I also own a black gospel radio station, so there's not one ounce of racism in my body. I agree with the Michigan lady about Colin Kaepernick that there was no excuse for what was done, but I am 110% behind our Ole Miss Rebels. I carry Ole Miss stuff. I don't get to carry the games. It's on our competition, but we have Ole Miss shows. I host an Ole Miss show myself, and I am actually a direct descendant of a commander of one of the forts in South Carolina during the Civil War. So while we do, in general, have a lot of pride being in the South, but it's time to put that junk behind us. It's time to bring down the Confederate flag. I understand I'm not a son of the Confederate veterans personally. I qualify for it, and I never have been one, but I didn't join it. And I agree with their right to be freedom of speech, but it's time in many parts of our state to put the hate down and stop flaunting it. So it's not as bad as the media portrays us around the country. And yes, while some people say, oh, we're last in education, we're last in opportunity, no, we're not. We're last in some test scores, and there's some parts of our state that still have these kind of strongholds. But this is a wonderful state to be a part of. We love our Ole Miss Rebels, and we back them 100%, Bill.
No, I want to ask you one thing before you go, and I really appreciate your insight. Tell me what it's like in Mississippi today. What's the racial temperature when it comes to people of all skin colors getting along? You live there. Tell everybody across North America.
Okay, I was born in Ocean Springs. We were 93% white at Ocean Springs High School. Our biggest rival was Moss Point, who is a very, very, very good community. It is 90% African-American. We loved playing them. We got along with them perfectly. When I go call a high school basketball game, which, by the way, is Devin Booker's alma mater. He's the pride of Moss Point right now. The Phoenix Suns star, of course, Kentucky alma mater. He was such a nice young man. I got to call his games. I was the first one to interview him when he was 13 years old on television here. And he was just so well-mannered. When I go, I'm just about the only white guy in the house. There is no issue whatsoever. We love each other. We get along. I have African-American employees that work for me, some of which get mad at me when I call them African-American. I call them that because I don't want to be offensive. But they say, hey, man, I'm black, okay? I'm white. You know, it's not a big deal. On the Mississippi Gulf Coast, it may not be as strong as it is in other parts of the state, but we don't have any issue with racism on the coast at all. Now, there are race baiters that try to generate that, and it's on both sides of the aisle. But in 2019, we are beyond that, and no matter how the media tries to portray our state, we're one of the greatest states in the union to live in.
Well, I look forward one day maybe to meeting you down there. Noah, who knows, I could do a show for Mississippi. Thank you so much for calling and listening tonight on your station. That's Noah in Mississippi. You know, the Devin Booker story that connects to him, that just before Devin moved to Mississippi to live with his father, Melvin Booker, his mom cut my hair on the west side of Michigan and told me that her son was moving to go to high school down in Mississippi with his dad, Melvin Booker, who played college ball at Missouri and I think had, you know, stops at the pro level stateside and also in Europe. And his mom cut my hair, told me, hey, my son has a shot. He's going to go work with his dad, and I let him move down there. And the rest is history. What does he have now, $150 million deal with the Suns? Good kid. High school here in the west side of Michigan wouldn't put him on the varsity as a sophomore, guarantee it. So he moved to Mississippi, went to Kentucky, and now he's one of the best scorers in the NBA. On a bad team right now, but they could end up with Zion. If you want to join us on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Persefo Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Lepresti's getting set for another update here in about 5 minutes. We roll out to the Huge Nation, Chris in Houston, listening on AM 610 here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening, Huge. First, I want to give props out to my Rockets for taking care of business tonight without the beard. So that was outstanding. I'm glad to show that we could be a team and get a team win without, you know, one guy out being outstanding. But to speak to your topic, you know, In most sports, and I've played a lot of sports. I'm not going to say I'm some, you know, pro, but I played a lot of sports. What happens when the man goes down, you know, a player goes down? What's expected of the rest of the people on the field, off the field?
Take a
what
knee.
What do you do? You take a knee. It's a sign of what?
Respect.
Right?
Yep.
So why is it that if you take a knee, not sit back in your chair, because I heard you say that, and I was like, I agree with you 100%. You sit back in your chair, that is like ultimate slap in the face. You don't care about this country, you know, at all. You know, if you take a knee, that's a conscious effort. It's actually easier to stand than it is to take a knee. Take it from somebody who's 48 years old. If I get on my knee, I'm giving you a whole bunch of respect because it hurts to get back up. So, yeah, I mean, that's just me, you know.
I know that's me. I'm 57, and if I take a knee, it's going to take a week for me to get back up, okay?
Yeah, the game may be over before I get back up. So, if you know, so these guys taking a knee, I mean, I just want people to push the pause button a little bit and think about that is respect. I mean, if you played the game, you recognize that's actually respect to do that. Yeah, it would be like if he had stood up and saluted, would you say it because it's different? I mean, I'm not all for Kaepernick because I do agree that the route that he took was clumsy. If you wanted to make a stand and you want to bring attention to your cause, and I do, and I mean, I just missed the civil rights and all like that, but I'm a very big historian, and, you know, a lot of stuff that MLK did was a peaceful protest. You know, you go, you know, you sing some songs, you have a clear cut vision of what it is you're trying to get accomplished. And that's what they did. And it you know, eventually came through. And Cap should have, I mean, he's still a young kid, not kid, but, you know, younger in his, you know, it was clumsy what he did, but that doesn't deflect from what it was about. And people give him a burn for it, and I'm not taking up for him at all. I'm just saying, hey, come on now. You've been his age. Well, most of these people have been his age. You know, you didn't do everything the exact perfect way, but it didn't. It shouldn't distract from what it was. I do applaud the Mississippi kids for doing what they did. I thought that was a nice solidarity thing to do. It spoke more to the MLK version of, hey, we're not going to, you know, root and rop and get, you know, any kind of negative, aggressive way. We're just going to let you know this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it. And that speaks volumes. And I wish that media, I love that you're bringing it up on your show. I hope that more media would spotlight that type of protest than the clumsy things that sometimes, you know, younger.
If Cap just kneeled, and Chris, thank you for the call in Houston on AM 610. If he just kneeled and then talked about what he wanted afterwards when he'd have the microphone after any game, it'd be a different animal. It really would. Then I might put him, if he brought this change, then that conversation that he'll be remembered with Jackie Robinson or Muhammad Ali, no, or Martin Luther King, no. You know, these kids, what they did today and the response from America for this show and what it's worth, and America getting wind of this story, a lot of people have respect for him. The Ole Miss basketball players and what they did. Because you look and you see the Confederate flags just across the campus or right there in Oxford, Mississippi. I don't know the entire GPS layout of Oxford. And you look at it and you say, good for them. Because I think most Americans, regardless of the color of your skin, will stand up against hate. They will. Together. I mean that. Let's go to Jake in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. I mean, they're just, I don't know, the way I see it is they're exercising their right. And, you know, back in the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement, they had all those sit-ins and things like that. And that's just kind of what they're doing. And coming from Boston is, you know, we kind of have this depiction that we're racist, according, you know, back when, during the Andrew Jones thing at the Red Sox game. And I don't know, I feel like that the media just overplays certain situations to make it see that, you know, America's racist or that people are racist towards it. Whereas, you know, up in Boston, there's maybe 1% of the people around here are racist, and that might have applied to the whole situation with Andrew Jones and the racist comments. But the media kind of overblew it, and it became a huge story that, you know, racism in America, and they put the face on it. And you don't normally see it touching base in the north, but they, I don't know, it just kind of seemed like the people from Boston were not discriminated against.
I know what you're saying, Jake, and I appreciate the call in Boston listening on the Sports Hub. There's a double standard, and then everybody piles on, and then they just stereotype an entire city, just like Kaepernick stereotyped an entire profession in law enforcement. You know, it's like LeBron can be anti-Semitic in rap words, and I don't think it's the end of the world. But if that's a white Republican being anti-Semitic, then they're going to be railed. He can say, sorry, I didn't mean it, and you move on. And there shouldn't be a double standard. People say things that are taken out of context. It's kind of like I can look at the Dukes of Hazzard Confederate flag on the side of that car, understand it was a comedy TV series, or see the name Rebels for a high school in South Burlington, Vermont, or at Wyoming Lee High School in Michigan and see Lee Rebels, and it's not like it stands for the Confederacy. You got to look at situations individually and understand the context. You know, like Colin made it divisive. He made it political. These kids today were just, They had to say something with pro-Confederate. I couldn't believe there's pro-Confederate people. I mean that. When I'm reading that today, I'm thinking, am I reading The Onion? In 2019, there are groups pro-Confederacy. Yeah. In 2019. So good for the kids at Ole Miss. Do you support them on how they kneeled today to protest a pro-Confederate rally in Oxford while they were getting ready to play Georgia? You can answer that question at 1-855-212-4-CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, if you want to drop me a tweet, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America. We hook up each and every Saturday night into an early Sunday morning conversation piece right on top of your radio. We have Graceffo and Moriello, who are pros back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Lopresti, man, we get the like big-time sports update guys. He'll check back in here in about 20 minutes. Huge questions of the night. First one, do you agree with the Ole Miss basketball players taking a knee during the national anthem before the Georgia SEC basketball game in Oxford, Mississippi, because at the same time, right across campus, right there in Oxford, pro-Confederate groups, two of them, Confederate 901 and the Highwaymen, were protesting removal of statues, celebrations of the Confederacy, and even the old Colonel Reb, the old mascot for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss now has gone from the black bear to the land shark. Black bear to the land shark. And we've had this rebels debate with high schools, and everybody's so politically correct and sensitive at times when they have to be, and oversensitive at other times. So I'm asking you, do you find, and I don't think there's anybody who would disagree, the pro-Confederate groups offensive, the Confederate flag offensive, and again, in the context where it's used, right? It is a flag that, you know, they didn't win the war. Somebody said treason. I don't know if I go that far. That's a little bit too conspiracy, but it stands for what I said when I started this show and what I posted at Saturday Huge earlier tonight, that if you're supporting the Confederacy, then you're a racist and a bigot, and there's no debate. There isn't. It's like if you come marching down the street in a Klan outfit, there's no debate who you are at the core. If you're marching down the street, neo-Nazi with a swastika, we don't have to debate it. You don't have to explain yourself. We get it. And what those kids did for the Ole Miss basketball team was just send a message that they want to stop the hate. Stop the hate. That it's 2019. So you agree with the Ole Miss kids taking a knee today? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Marquise in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going, man? Thank you for taking my call. First, I just want to say I am African-American and I do work in law enforcement. Second, I want to say that I agree with Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I feel like the protest, it's tough for the oppressor to tell the oppressed how to protest. It's never a right way to protest. I agree with the stocks also, too. It's a protest. How he laid the platform for, like today, the students, the basketball players to be able to take a knee. And another thing, too, Jake in Boston, you're absolutely wrong. There is racism in Boston. You just don't see it because maybe you're not around it. For myself, being young and African-American, I'm right in the thick of things in Boston when it comes to racism. Thank you for taking my call, man.
All right, thank you, Marquise in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. Devin in Mississippi, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Man, good show, man, good show. I will like to say this. I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi. I will tell you first that I am a grandchild of the movement. My grandfather, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles all took part in the civil rights movement in Mississippi as well as Alabama, Birmingham, Selma. My parents relocated to Mississippi when I was 13. My dad took over a church here in the Jackson area. I no longer live in Jackson, Mississippi. I relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, but I was here this weekend for an anniversary in my family. I will tell you this, that the climate in Mississippi compared to the callers that which you're calling in is night and day. I tell people this all the time. This is Mississippi. Things are done a little bit different around the state of Mississippi, and it's always been that way. There was a bill that was voted down to remove the Confederate flag from the state flag. That was a hot-button issue. That failed, crashed and burned overwhelmingly. We have some issues in Mississippi. And one of the things, one of the biggest issues is a lot of people just want people to stop just talking about the problem. They just want you to go about your business. And I think the kids from Ole Miss, especially if they are kids that grew up here in the state of Mississippi, you get tired at some point. You're tired of turning the other cheek. You get tired of being silent. You get tired of, you know, having the Confederacy kind of thrown up in your face, even in the state flag. And it's like I said, it's if you go to read the Jackson Clarion Ledger online, you'll read the comments. You go to Rebel Yell. You go to some of these local websites, news sources here in the state of Mississippi, and it's night and day from the comments that you're getting from your callers that's calling in. But I will say this, being a young black man that, you know, spent some time in Mississippi, like I said, a grandchild of the movement, it is refreshing. It's a breath of fresh air to hear people that may not look like me with opinions that are like mine compared to what we see here in the 662 and, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, and Brandon, Mississippi, and Oxford, Mississippi, and all across the state. It's definitely refreshing.
You know, Devin, and today, how this story wasn't national, it started getting legs later in the day because I think a lot of people, between all the constant debate over Kaepernick, and no matter what side of that story you stood on, into this, that when we looked at them take a knee and immediately you're getting the photos of the Confederate flag of Redneck Lives Matter. You're looking at this, don't tread on me, and you're looking at the hate that it made people of all skin colors stop for a second and understand why those basketball players did that today.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like I said, that what you saw was a microcosm, right? So, I mean, like I said, the Confederate flag is a part of the state flag.
Are you saying that's what we witnessed today, at least from, you know, and I looked at the Clarion Ledger and I, you know, online, and I spent a couple hours before my show going through this, because at first it almost seemed staged. Like, I go, is this real? It looked like a bad, you know, documentary on something in Mississippi. But you're telling me that what we have seen out of Oxford today, is that normal life in Mississippi?
It's very close to normal. I will tell you this. You can Google this. We have counties in Mississippi who've just recently had integrated proms as recently as a decade ago. We're a little bit behind the times here. And what's frustrating for me and a lot of people that look like me is that you have people who don't look like us that will get on TV and will say, or get on the radio and say, well, no, we're all fine down here. No, no, everyone loves it here. And it's the same rhetoric that the governor of Mississippi would say nationally when we had the Freedom Summer in 1964 down here. We had some other things when Medgar Evers and Dr. King were leading the movements here in Mississippi, along with the students from Alcorn State and Jackson State. It's the same rhetoric. Oh, no, we're fine down here. We like our Mississippi way of life. And it's far from the truth. It's far from the truth. It's a Mississippi way of life, and it's something to be proud of for some. But for others, it's like there's something that's on your back that's constantly pressing you down, and you either have to grit your teeth and just ignore it and move forward, because if you get a little bit too voicey about it, then things are done. You know, people, you know, lose jobs and some other things. Like I said, this is different. People look at it from, you know, California and other places, but this is Mississippi. Like kind of what you said, you couldn't believe that there was people that had this stranglehold on the Confederacy. But like I said, this past year, that bill to even change our state flag was voted down. So we have a long way to go here in Mississippi. Is it better than what it was in the 60s? Of course, no one's. It's not that bad. But look what we're comparing it to. We're comparing it to worse. So hopefully things will get better. But I really like your show.
Well, hey, Devin, I do want to say something. As you were talking, I Googled the Mississippi flag, and it has 13 stars that represent the 11 states of the Confederacy. as well as Kentucky and Missouri, two slave states that were claimed by the Confederacy but never actually seceded during the Civil War. So there, I did not know that their flag still had the 13 stars of the state flag of Mississippi in 2019 has the 13 stars that represent the 11 states of the Confederacy, as well as Kentucky and Missouri, that were two slave states claimed by the Confederacy. This is the state flag flying in Mississippi today. Am I correct?
That, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
You want to know when most of the Confederate monuments in Mississippi went up? Most of those monuments were erected in 1940s and the 1950s as a result of this growing civil rights movement that was led by Fannie Lou Hamer and others. It was a, back in the day, the courthouse almost meant something majestic. It was like a masterful place. So a lot of those Confederate monuments were put close to a courthouse just to kind of give you an idea of that. If you think you're going to get justice, we're going to give you Mississippi justice.
How about this? Before I let you go, Devin, before I let you go, from MS.gov, which is the Mississippi state website, the pledge to the Mississippi state flag with the 13 stars of the Confederacy says, "I salute the flag of Mississippi and the sovereign state for which it stands with pride in her history and achievements and with confidence in her future under the guidance of Almighty God." Pride in her history and achievements. Wow. That is
Mississippi, man.
Hey, well, you know what, Devin? Thank you for giving us some perspective on our conversation today. I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend with the family there in Jackson, and safe travels back to Atlanta. Man, I didn't. I thought the Confederate flag was taken out of all the state flags. I really did. I thought, wasn't there threats like you couldn't host NCAA tournaments, you couldn't government things? Yeah, but again, Mississippi's, this goes back to where if those players don't kneel, it doesn't get a lot of coverage today. There's no, I think Jackson, is it the biggest city in Mississippi? I think it is. Jackson is. So there's not a big media base there. Wow. It's interesting stuff. Callers online, I promise we'll get to your huge opinions in our final hour. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.